This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Senior employees at the government-backed mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac might be making too much money. That's the takeaway from a report out this morning from a government watchdog that oversees Fannie and Freddie. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports from Washington.
There are more than 300 vice presidents at Fannie and Freddie. Their median salary is $388,000.
The president of the United States only makes $400,000.
That's Len Blum. He's a managing partner at Westwood Capital. He says Fannie and Freddie pay private sector salaries. They're not government agencies, but they were taken over by the government in 2008. Taxpayers have poured almost $190 billion into them since then. Fannie and Freddie say they need to pay competitive salaries to employees who work in a complex mortgage market. But Blum points out that Fannie and Freddie's employees make more than people working at a similar level at the Federal Reserve.
You know, it's pretty hard to argue that their counterparts at the Fed don't have all kinds of responsibility and take risk in markets and have to be well trained.
Fannie and Freddie slashed their CEO's salaries after the government takeover. The report says now there should be more oversight of senior staffers' pay. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.